I'm just looking at my audio boo stream, and the last time I booed was 2 months ago, and I said I was back with happy news, but I don't know what the happy news was. I can't remember. Anyway, so really, this boo's got absolutely no direction or thought behind it. I just have clicked record, and I'm recording. I haven't booed for ages. I haven't booed with Pepper Pot Pigs for ages either, and loads has been happening with the piggies. They've been weaned this weekend. There's some amazing pictures on Facebook, and we really should put them on the blog. We're very behind with the blog. And Dibbly, the little runt, has gone. Dibbly and another playmate of his, stymate maybe we should call them, has gone to a new home, and yeah, there's lots of interest. So if you want a little pet pig, get to either at Pepper Pot Pigs on Twitter or audioboo.fm/pepperpotpigs. You can get in touch with Lynn that way, or via pepperpotpigs.com or lynnorbert.com, or on Facebook, facebook.com/pepperpotpigs. That's the pigs. And then the only other thing I wanted to share was Lynn of Pepper Pot Pigs has got this book called The Writings of Florence something or other, and I can't remember the name. Anyway, she's from a long time ago, this woman, but what's interesting is very spiritual book, and it's about kind of about the law of attraction-ish. It's about manifesting, but what's different is instead of focusing on the outcome that you want and trying to visualize to manifest that, it takes a completely different route. And I met up with them, a little goddess group, the Dragonfly Moon Goddesses, earlier this week, and asked Lynn to bring Florence to the pub. Can you tell I'm drinking? I'm drinking a glass of Merlot. Very nice it is too. Anyway, I asked her to bring Florence to the pub, which she did, and took an affirmation, you might call it. It's not quite an affirmation, but something that a quote from that book that I wanted to be able to use every day when I'm talking to my angels and such like. And I'm going to read it now, because this is something that you can use if you're interested in this kind of thing. It's a brilliant thing. So it goes like this. This is what you must say out loud. Infinite Spirit, open the way for the divine design of my life to manifest. Let the genius within me now be released. Let me see clearly the perfect plan. That's it. Infinite Spirit, open the way for the divine design of my life to manifest. Let the genius within me now be released. Let me see clearly the perfect plan. So the idea behind that is that if you say it out loud, it's got more power anyway. And it's kind of almost, instead of manifesting the things you think you need, it's opening up to the universe and trusting the universe to deliver you the things that you need, rather than the things that you think you need or want. And it's trusting your higher power, your higher self, to show you the signs for that, show the path to you. So let me see clearly the perfect plan is crucial in that thingy. Anyway, I just wanted to share that because I think it's worth sharing. Florence, what's her name? I can't remember. Can I Google it fast enough before this recording runs out? Florence Shin, something like that. Shin, The Writings of, let's see what this brings up. Quick. The Writings of Florence Scovel Shin, or Scovel Shin. Shin spelt with double N. Brilliant book, and highly recommended. Anyway, that's it from me. Hope you're well. Bye.